It's the end of another day at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Welcome to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. We're here to get you caught up on today's events, and there were plenty of them, folks. Hi again, everybody. I'm Paul Dottino, along with former Giants punter Jeff Fiegels. And, you know, before we go to any of what happened during practice today, we've got to get right to the injury report because that is our biggest headline of the day. We take a look and we see that a number of guys didn't participate, but it's the one guy who did that causes the most concern. Running back David Wilson suffered a burner when on a running play, he ran into the back of one of his linemen. He has been taken to the hospital for special surgery to undergo all kinds of tests, and there is no question that the guy coming off of neck surgery has major concerns when he goes through a situation like this, Jeff.
Yeah, and you kind of, it's one of these things where the Giants know that this could be a problem that they might encounter, and it happened today. And really the true test is to see how the test goes at the doctors, and hopefully he can come back, because this could be a big blow for not only David Wilson but for this Giant offense. They were counting on him playing behind Jennings today, and or this week, excuse me, in this week, this year. And you know, really this you got to check and see what the doctors say about this, because this could be serious.
Again, to clarify, Coach Tom Coughlin called it a burner, and as you saw, Wilson did walk off under his own power. Let's talk about the other headline of the day, and that actually involves guys who played, the tight ends, who were very good today. In fact, they had their best day of training camp thus far. There were three touchdown catches by the tight ends, and then one long grab by Adrian Robinson.
And in by far the biggest competition at a position this year is the tight ends. And Larry Donnell, the young guy, Adrian Robinson, both of them stepping up. And then you bring in the two veteran tight ends in Kellen Davis and Daniel Fells. You know, they're there. They're veterans. They're going to be able to fill in a pinch. But really, the Giants want to see these two young guys go. And by far the best competition in camp.
Now, we go back to that injury list, Feegs, because indeed you saw Odell Beckham listed there. You know he has missed a week of practice because of a sore hamstring. Well, it turns out after yesterday's test, the Giants found out there is some blood in his hamstring. And Beckham has talked to Coach Tom Coughlin and says he understands why it is a major concern.
We had to talk today, and it was just kind of like, I know that, you know, I'm new, and we don't know each other that well, so it's kind of, you know, over time you get to know people, and, you know, the bad part about it is, you know, your first impression is, you know, one that lasts forever, so you don't ever want to leave a bad impression, but at the same time, just trying to reassure him that, you know, he knows how hard it is for me to not be practicing. I'm a high-energy guy. Like, I always love practicing at LSU. I love practicing now, so for me, it's never really been about days off. It's just about, you know, getting better each and every day.
Just player coach, trying to get to know each other better, trying to make him understand what is. I see his frustration, and he sees our frustration. So, but don't make anything more of it than it is. It's a coach wanting a player on the field, and the player wanting the player on the field. But don't, you know. But it'll happen, and when you're cleared to go, you'll go, and you're going to earn the respect of your teammates by virtue of what you do on the field and how well you study and work right now.
Beckham admits that it's unlikely he'll play in the preseason opener this weekend against the Bills, but the bottom line is he says he does expect to be playing in some of the preseason games, Jeff.
Well, yeah, I mean, a young guy, listen, he came from the Southeast Conference. Cameron was his offensive coordinator, a veteran NFL guy. So, you know, as far as his route running and things like that, the most important to him is he's missing these on-field reps, getting to chemistry with the quarterbacks, learning the adjustments that he has to make. He's getting work in the classroom, but sometimes that's not enough for young rookies.
Well, the good news, though, Jeff, is that some of the veterans have been able to practice, and in fact, they're starting to make some more plays. Eli Manning and Victor Cruz, in particular, are starting to get into sync.
You know, our practices have been good. You know, they're not perfect. We're still learning on the run on some things. But I think just the mindset, the work ethic, the kind of people buying into everything and spending extra time to try to learn this new offense has been good.
It's been a world of a difference. Obviously, in training camp, you get a lot more time with the playbook, a lot more time in the meeting rooms, and you're able to apply that while you're out here on the field. So I think it's a huge jump from mini camp and OTAs to now. OTAs was just kind of a snapshot of what we were going to do. In training camp, we're really locked in and we're really doing it right.
Jeff, we are in week number 2 of training camp. Where have you seen the biggest amount of progress with that offense?
Well, I think it's everybody being on the same page position-wise. I think the offensive line is starting to get an idea of what they have to do in their protection. I think the big part of the receivers is that they're no longer out there thinking. They understand the routes. They're no more have to make adjustments, and they're getting on the same page with the quarterbacks and then the running backs. So I think coming out of the OTAs and the mini camps, Paul, yeah, he said that was kind of an indoctrination, but that's all getting put together now, and I believe that this offense is starting to click a little bit. We'll see on Sunday.
You know, we have had the entire offseason to talk about the Giants' new offense, but it was just in the last 24 hours that Tom Coughlin actually put a number out there for everybody to look at. He says that quarterback Eli Manning really needs to try to complete 70% of his passes this season.
Oh, I think that number has always been used by this offense as a standard. You know, not that it's been accomplished that many times in history, but it's a goal, just like any other goal. And if someone is to achieve that percentage, it'd be a pretty good offense.
Well, Jeff, the 70% mark has only been accomplished a handful of times in NFL history. And if you look at Eli's career percentage, it's only at 59.
Yeah, well, you know what? Like Tom said, it's a goal. And every NFL player has to set high goals, because if you don't, you're not going to be any good. But, you know, you look at a guy like Rodgers, 65% career passer. So they're asking him to do 70 in this new system. You know, it's only been done the last 2 times in 20 years, and that's by Drew Brees, and that's pretty good company. So I think it's a high goal. But, hey, Eli, you know, if he says he can do it, then most likely he might.
And, of course, the biggest key there is a lot more short passes.
Absolutely, and that's going to help his percentage tremendously.
All right, when we come back, we will talk more about the offense. We'll talk a little about the line and the quarterbacks, the running backs, the receivers. We're going to talk about all of them, because let's face it, Eli can't have a great year unless the guys around him do as well. More after this on MSG Plus. And welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. The sprinklers are on here at the Meadowlands as they prepare the fields for practice again on Thursday, once again tomorrow. No practice here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, so if you're looking to come out and see the Giants work out, do not come out here tomorrow. You know, one of the things that the Giants need from this new offensive attack is a quicker tempo. Eli Manning understands that he's got to be a man on a mission.
I like getting up to the line of scrimmage fast. I think the faster you can get up to the line of scrimmage and get the offense set, it should show what the defense is doing, what their plan is, and whether, you know, if you got a great play on, you can leave it running. If you have a play that has no chance for success, you can get into your other options and gives me more time to decipher what to do and to get us in a good play where you're not fighting the clock and rushed in that scenario.
For years, we've known that Eli Manning was very good in the hurry-up offense, the 2-minute drill at the end of the half and at the end of games. So, Jeff, I need to throw the question to you. Will this quick tempo and this no-huddle that the Giants are talking about be to his advantage?
Well, I believe so, because he has been. But, you know, there's one difference. He's not in a 2-minute at the beginning of a game if they go no-huddle. And really what the Giants are doing here is they're giving Eli the opportunity to change plays at the line of scrimmage, something he does very, very well. The other advantage to do a no-huddle and a quick tempo is that be able to eliminate the defense from making personnel changes. So, you know, it creates matchup difficulty for the defense. Like Eli has said there, they're going to get in their defense quicker, allows him more time. You're going to see Eli Manning that offense at the line of scrimmage with not 10 seconds on the clock, but more like 15 to 20 seconds, which gives him a lot more time to make adjustments and big plays.
One of the things that I've heard about this new offense is that it's going to require an adjustment in Eli Manning's mechanics, specifically to his footwork.
I'd say more kind of shotgun footwork and mechanics, and just, you know, kind of listening to your feet. We talk a lot about that and say, hey, you're going to take this type of drop out of the gun, and if it's not open when, you know, on that first step, you got to you know, listen to your feet, get through your progression to when you have to scramble. So some of those things are, you know, are just different, you know, just taught differently than what we've done in the past.
We want our footwork to match what's going on downfield. So if our footwork is such, and it's correct, if our footwork is such that it's telling you, okay, it's time to throw the ball, then we want to trust our feet and knowing that, okay, that it's time to get rid of it or it's time to get out of there. So that's part of it. We don't want him standing back there and holding the ball and taking sacks. And we want him to take his drop and then and make sure that his feet are telling him, hey, it's time to do something, whether it's take off or throw it away.
Jeff, we would never confuse Eli Manning with Fred Astaire. So how does the change in his footwork affect his play?
Well, the big thing, like he said on shotgun, you know, they're not going to have Eli doing a lot of seven-step drops like he had in the Kevin Gilbride system. They're going to put him in a shotgun and be able to have him already there and only having a three-step drop from that shotgun position. The other one is on his rollouts. You've got to be able to square your shoulders and hit the target quickly and accurately, as we talked about in the program earlier. So a lot of this stuff is not what he has been used to. So he comes into training camp working on that area of specifically his footwork and trying to be accurate and successful.
From the starting quarterback, I want to take a second and talk about one of the backups. That would be second-year pro Ryan Nassib out of Syracuse, who tells us that with this new offense that he's trying to experience, he's able to apply some of the stuff that he learned last season as a rookie.
The big thing coming back from last year, I learned a lot more about defenses, you know, being able to identify them and then, you know, see what they're doing, certain different looks. And then when getting the idea of what defense is doing, it makes it a little easier for when, you know, coach calls this play, then I know what to expect.
Already in training camp, he's had some excellent throws, some much better than the spring. Now, there's been some things he's missed. He's had a couple turnovers and some bad throws at times. But overall, I'm really pleased at how he's been throwing the ball as a whole in training camp. It's been pretty good.
So in this case, Nassib has improved the mental part of his game as he's picked up the new offense. With Eli, a lot more of it is physical. How does Nassib look to you, Jeff?
I've been out here for a couple weeks now, last week and here, and I think he's looking good. I like his accuracy. I like his arm strength. He's a good worker. He studies hard, from what I've been told. And listen, like any other young quarterback, it's the reps. It's getting in front of defenses. And he said recognizing defenses is going to make him play better. That's a lot easier said than done. And all it takes is him getting into some games and getting reps out on this practice field.
All right, so what's going to be the difference maker between Nassib and veteran Curtis Painter as the number two?
Well, I think it's going to come down to preseason games. And the Giants have an extra one, so you're going to see a lot of these guys in the game. I mean, Eli Manning doesn't need to be playing in the first two preseason games much. So you're going to see a lot of these two guys battling it out for that second position. And as we all know, coming down to rosters, sometimes teams will carry a third, sometimes they won't.
And, of course, the big thing is, Feegs, they got to have some protection because backup quarterbacks can't show their stuff if they're running for their lives.
Yeah, and I think that it's important to both these guys get good work behind that second offensive line to be able to show that, you know, they had some protection and be able to show what they could do.
Okay, Jeff, well, we've talked about the passing game, but what about the running game? Because every quarterback needs a guy who can carry the football. When we come back, we'll hear from Rashad Jennings. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus. Paul Dottino and Jeff Fiegels with you. And, you know, the Giants signed a big-name free agent in the offseason by the name of Rashad Jennings. He was a star running back with the Oakland Raiders and had a chance to sit down with our own Bob Papa.
After playing his first 4 years with Jacksonville, Rashad Jennings had a breakout year last year with the Oakland Raiders. He started 8 of 15 games and recorded a career high in rushing attempts with 163 and 733 yards rushing with 6 touchdowns.
Rashad Jennings, who we signed from Oakland, is just a consummate pro. He's been a backup there, but when he got his chance to play, he really shined. This guy's a smart, tough inside runner, got really good hands, can block. So we love his versatility, and we think he still has upside. And we think we have a strong stable of backs that he's going to rotate well in there.
And Rashad joins us here on the program. So has it been making the adjustment from the West Coast to the East Coast, Raiders to the Giants?
Well, you know, first, I just, you know, I'm humbled to be here. It's a great organization, a tremendous franchise, and under the leadership of Tom Coughlin, I'm excited to be here. And the transition has been great. You know, well, one, I tell you, I think I could write a book on traveling now and how much goes into it in detail. But, you know, I'm thrilled, again, get to come here and be a part of an organization that knows the recipe how to win championship.
All right, tell me a little bit about Ben McAdoo's offense, because unlike new players that normally come in here, they had to learn the old offense. But here now, everybody, the guys that were here beforehand and the new guys like yourself, are all learning together. What are some of the things about the offense you like?
You know, I like coming into it because it's a new offense and we get to take ownership over it. It's our offense, the guys that's in the locker room currently. You know, we're learning it together. Nobody kind of has a clue already what we're doing or sort of upper hand. We're learning it together and then we take ownership. And what I like about it, it has a little bit of everything. You know, I believe we have many tools to fix any problem that occurs on the football field at any time, both in the run game and pass game. So, you know, and also looking at the personnel we have, I think it fits.
All right, you come from a team, the Raiders, that revolving door at quarterback. Now you come to a team where you got a guy that's won two Super Bowls, who's been here for 10 years, who's worked under the same head coach for 10 years. How much of a comfort level does that give you, knowing that there's stability in very important places?
Yeah, playing with a tremendous quarterback makes a difference. It does, and I could tell that just even in the practices. It's going to make defenses respect. It spreads the box count out a little bit. Makes the defense have to play on their toes and honest. And obviously it's complementary football to the run game and vice versa.
All right, what do you say to Giants fans as your strengths as a running back?
My strengths, you know, I always pride myself on being a complete back. And that's a guy who knows how to protect the quarterback, knows how to protect the football. Fourth and one, the guy you can call on. First and 10, the guy you can call on. Goal line, the guy you can call on. Passing game, whatever it may be, there's no reason to come off the football field and move the chains.
You know they don't mess around here when it comes to quarterback protection. As a running back, you better know how to protect the quarterback, right?
Yeah, as a rookie coming in the league, that's the first thing you got to learn. If you can't protect the quarterback, then you cannot play.
Well, Rashad, we appreciate you taking a couple minutes to join us. Good luck this season, and welcome to the Giants.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Pleasure to be here.
And it's likely that Rashad Jennings will be the Giants' primary back on first and second down this season. You can catch him at Thursday's practice at 1:20 here in East Rutherford if you want to take a look. And don't forget, it's also a good opportunity to shoot your photos and connect with the Giants. You can go to those Instagrams and get a look at some of the youngsters and old folks as well, checking out some photos with the Giants players. Social media is always a great way to connect with the franchise. Facebook, Twitter, you got it. It's all here in East Rutherford. When we come back, we will break down how well the Giants receivers are doing in this offense. So stay with us. And the best defensive player of the day, cornerback Trumaine McBride, with the pick of Curtis Painter. Pass intended for Julian Talley, but the veteran was there to make the play. The other big headline from today's practice session, again, if you're joining us late, running back David Wilson suffered a burner on a running play. He has been taken to the hospital for tests. Wilson, of course, coming off of off-season neck surgery. Well, you know, we're talking about some of the things here with this Giants offense all day with Jeff Fegels, and it seems to me, Jeff, that the offense is doing well in spots, but one of the things that we've been told is that they've got to be able to change their routes a lot shorter this year than they have in the past. And Victor Cruz is very curious as to how that's going to manifest itself.
I think so. I think we've been able to, you know, just in practice alone, been able to hit me on some intermediate routes, and I've been able to have some space and do some things in open space to get myself going. And I think that's going to be good for us. I think, you know, having those shorter passes to get the ball in my hands is going to be good for myself and Eli to build our confidence and get ourselves going week in and week out.
Victor Cruz caught 4 touchdown passes last season, 10 touchdown receptions in 2012. How is this offense going to change his production?
Well, I mean, the West Coast offense is designed by horizontal passing routes. It's designed to spread out the defense, which then helps the run game, and more importantly for Victor Cruz, the deep ball. And for guys like Beckham and Cruz and Randall, that kind of opens up that part of the game where Eli missed on last year, and it brings a great opportunity for him to hit the deep ball by that West Coast offense. So what Victor's talking about is getting in space, just getting the ball in his hands, no longer doing read option routes, mm-hmm. just going to be committed to the route he's running, get the ball into his hands quickly, and then let him make plays with his feet.
Speaking of Randall, he's had a pretty good camp so far, although today sidelined by a sore hamstring. And, you know, he was talking about how he and Eli weren't always on the same page last year. Remember, Eli threw 27 interceptions, and the routes weren't exactly always what they were supposed to be. Randall says that's got to change.
Well, like, the key is just going to be on the same page and communicating and understanding what we want to do and get accomplished while we're moving at that fast pace. So we got to communicate with Coach on a downtime and make sure we're doing the things that he wants us to do in order to be successful.
So let's go to our Twitter question out of Reuben Randall. Bam Bam Bigger Nose wants to know, can this new offense help Reuben Randall take off this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you hear a disconnect between the quarterback and the receiver, that has to do a lot with the complexity of the offense, how young he is. The other thing is that now Reuben Randall is coming into a system where it's just asking him to do one thing: get open, run the route that he's supposed to, and Eli getting him the ball. And we know the speed he has and the athletic ability to make big plays. Reuben Randall can do that in this West Coast offense, and I'm excited to see how he plays this year in that offense.
Well, one of the other guys who has to make big plays for the Giants passing game is Mario Manningham, an old face who has come back to the Giants. Now, he's coming off of off-season knee surgery and says he's getting closer and closer every day to being ready.
Just stick my foot in the ground, man, and break down and do the old stuff that I used to do. Just get the strength. My strength is getting there every day. Every day I feel better and better. So just try out new stuff, new releases. This is training camp, so that's when you learn, you know, from your mistakes and do what you got to do to better your skill level and put yourself in the best position.
Manningham coming back from the 49ers over the last 2 years has only played a combined 18 games because of knee injuries. He's rusty.
He is rusty. The most important thing for him is to get that confidence back in his knee. And you probably should call Terrell Thomas and ask him how things came off there, because really it's just the confidence in being able to plant, accelerate, and go.
Well, one thing for sure, with Odell Beckham right now sidelined with a hamstring injury, Mario Manningham's in position to try to steal that number 3 spot on the depth chart. Jeff, it's been a lot of fun today.
As always, Paul, thank you.
Always good to see you. Hey, don't forget, we've got Giants Training Camp Live each and every weeknight here on MSG Plus. So remember to join us.
NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.